Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome all of you, greeting you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I really would like to say how much we appreciate it that you all have come. For us, it is a sign that you truly have a longing to again have an experience with the Lord, that you love the Word of God, because from this place the pure Word is being preached, and we are grateful for all who made a long journey to come here, our brethren from overseas. Yesterday we mentioned their names, our brother Joseph Yangoshi from Atlanta, our brother Irene from Chicago, brother Joseph Langa from Kinshasa, and most surely many others, whose names we don't have here so much. But you shall know that you are very much welcome in our midst, and we are happy and we feel honored because of your visit. We have been blessed richly last night by the word of the Lord, and we are in great expectation that the Lord will also open today the windows of heaven for us, and that he will feed us richly with the heavenly manna which he prepared for us. Now, we would like to sing him songs. We start this song number 25 from these little booklets. I stand amazed in the presence. Number 25. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! And my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will, but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! And my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! And my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Oh, how marvelous.
Oh, how wonderful, and my soul shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters.
Wie muss die Freude in uns so heraussprudeln?
How must the joy come out from us for that what the Lord has done for us? We cannot praise the Lord enough. Let us sing a couple of choruses. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Let us sing chorus number one. They come from the east and west.
They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Number three. Oh, I want to see him.
To see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Number four, yesterday, today, and forever.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus, he is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Number 11. Isn't he wonderful? 11.
Wonderful, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Has not heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful?
Amen. He is wonderful.
Doch gesehen, doch gehört,
yet seen, yet heard, because revealed by his Spirit. Yes, he is wonderful. That's the German text. I also would like to greet all of you this morning in the name of the Lord, and I wish you all God's blessing. I believe we are grateful for the blessing which God has given us yesterday. And we are convinced that also this morning he will speak with us. Through what? Through his word. Therefore we are here. We don't want to hear words of men, but we want to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Before we pray, I would like to read us a word for introduction. Namely, from Amos, chapter 8, the well-known word, Amos, chapter 8, verse 11. Please, let us stand up for it. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Praise and thanks be in the name of the Lord. I ask myself whether God has not sent this famine into the land. What brings us that we time and again come here from near and far to this place to hear God's word, not to hear the words of a man? We are so grateful for it. Has the Lord not said himself, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God? What do we hear at this place? God's revealed word. We are so grateful for last night. And also this morning, we are in full expectation that the Lord will speak with us, that He will fulfill His promise in our midst, that He will manifest His presence, which He promised in our midst. Brothers, sisters, I don't know how you feel. I'm grateful to God to be here this morning, to hear what the Lord will say to me and to us. May the Lord bless us all. Great God, we believe and we trust you and your word. Whatever you said, this comes to fulfillment. We experience it. We thank you that you have sent this hunger, you have laid this hunger into each one of us, and to receive what you prepared for our time, O God, the word revealed. We thank you that you have chosen and sent a man, that you ordained him to preach your holy word in this last time in which we are living. He himself said it, and we repeat it. If we would be asked when we would like to live, then it would be this time in which we are living, where you are fulfilling your word before the eyes of the whole world. And in particular to us, you give grace to recognize it. You have given it to us. And we ask you, Lord, bless, O God, from the riches of your grace. And let us receive your word. For Lord in heaven, thy word is holy. Thy word is infallible. It remains forever. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing it in this time. Please bless each one of us who are present at this place, and also all those who are joining us online. Oh God, not to hear the words of men, We know it, Lord, and you confirmed it yourself. Thy word, heaven and earth, shall pass away, but your word remains forever. Please bless. Bless the lips through which you will speak, O God, and give us open ears, open hearts, and open eyes, that we receive it and recognize it, to praise you, the great God. Thank you. In Christ Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen. There will be a child dedication. We sing Only Believe, Only Believe. Then I ask the parents to come to the front with their children.
Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe.
Which language? Pardon? Portuguese. Portuguese. Very nice.
Nosso Pai Celestial, chegamos à tua presença, em nome de Jesus Cristo, nosso Senhor, para te consagrar Lilaia, filha dos nossos irmãos. Eles entregam-a nas tuas mãos, Senhor. Abençoa esta criança, Senhor. Dá saúde, Senhor, dá força, Senhor, e dá também aos pais sabedoria para educar no temor do Senhor, Senhor. Consagramos lá a Ti, Senhor, para toda a eternidade. Seja abençoada em nome do Senhor Jesus Cristo e consagrada a Deus. Amém.
Amém.
Amém. God bless you. Amen. Which language? Pardon? Whom have we got in Italian? Do we have someone? Very nice. We all pray.
Padre Celeste, ti dedichiamo questo bambino che tu hai dato ai genitori. Per favore, benedica da tutta la famiglia, benedica questo bambino nel nome di Gesù Cristo. Amen.
Amen.
Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. God bless you all. Amen. You may be seated. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. The promise which the Lord God has given to Abraham was the first one. In Genesis 12, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. All nations, all tongues, all tribes, all shall be blessed. And as Abraham believed God, so we believe God. And as the Lord has given the promise to Abraham, and as he saw it fulfilled, so we believe every promise, and we see it fulfilled by his grace. Even the first sermon in the book of Acts, chapter 2, Peter paid attention to it, and he said, here is being fulfilled what God spoke through the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. From the first sermon on, fulfillment of that what God said already in the Old Testament. Yesterday, we said it. We have an Old Testament in which God everything foreordained, what was ordained for us, and we have the New Testament, and we see what God has given us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if we think on the word of introduction, brothers and sisters, did we understand what God is doing in this time? I'm sure of it, that we not only come together here from near and far to witness a service. And if I think about it, how many languages and how many brothers and sisters who cannot speak the German language, and nevertheless they are coming to hear the word of the Lord. We are grateful for our brothers, also for Brother Etienne Genton, who flies from Italy to this place to translate the sermon. Grateful for Erwin Pacheco, who comes from Hamburg, for all brothers, for Jean Lambert, for all the brothers who are coming from all over to translate the word of the Lord so that it can be heard in all the languages. And I say today, because of a pure heart, I'm very grateful also for our choir. I'm very grateful when the songs are being sung, which are being heard and understood in all the languages, whether in German, whether in English or French. Songs which the believers sing and know in all languages. They are all tuning in. They are all tuning in. And that's what's all about in our time. That we just recognize what God has done. And once again, coming back to Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Brothers and sisters, I stand here as a living testimony. As then John the Apostle and also Peter, they could say, what we have heard, what we have seen, what our hands have handled of the word of life, this we declare unto you. Did I know what is written in Amos 8, verse 11? Did I know that on the 2nd of April 1962? No. Has Brother Branham known when he was told, don't make the journey to Switzerland, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food, for a great famine is coming. And then he mentioned Amos 8, verse 11, that God would send a hunger. And when the time was fulfilled, then the Lord God himself took care of it. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you into other cities to preach my word. And then the command, store in the food, for a great famine is coming. And I said it here a couple of times. I was under the impression of 1961, the young generation, of course, doesn't know it anymore, but 1961, the Cuba crisis, Berlin crisis, the building of the wall, the Russian tanks on this side and the American tanks on that side at the Brandenburg Gate. Nobody knew what would happen in the next moment, and all of us, we were under the impression that something would take place, because Kennedy said, I will make an example out of Berlin. And then we stored in earthly natural food, and then Brother Branham said, he told me on the 3rd of December, you misunderstood it. You were thinking that a natural famine will come, and you stored in natural food, groceries. But God will send a hunger to hear his word, and the food which you shall store in is the promised word for this time. Brothers and sisters, we are not telling you stories here. We don't shake anything out of our hand. We tell you that what God said and promised in his word. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts that we may live now. Now just be honest now. When was there a time where the gospel is being preached to all nations? To all nations. Not only one missionary there or here, but to all nations and tongues, the gospel is being preached. When was Matthew 24? When was it fulfilled before our time? When? God just took care of it, that before the return of Jesus Christ, the original full gospel is being preached unto all nations for a witness. When was it before? When was the time before that? In which 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 13 would have come to fulfillment. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. When was there a message of separation? When was there a message of calling out and of preparation? When was it before? In our time, it has taken place. When was Revelation 14, verse 6 fulfilled? When? And I saw another angel flying through the heavens who preached to all nations the everlasting gospel. When was Revelation 18, verse 4 fulfilled? Ye, my people, come out and be separate, so that you are not partakers of in their plagues. All these scriptures, when have they been fulfilled in the past centuries? When? Today. Today we may say, and whatever we read today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Today we see what God promised. We see it in reality. There's no interpretation needed. Just to have open eyes, to see in what kind of time we have arrived. Yesterday, I already mentioned it. Also concerning the Jews who returned into the homeland of promise. And it's just so important, brothers and sisters, to see the plan of salvation of our God and to let ourselves be placed. They must be there where the promise for them will come to fulfillment. And we must be in the word of promise so that the word can be fulfilled in us. Everything God has put in order in a wonderful way that we just can thank the Lord. Also, when we think of the scriptures, John 1, he came to his own and his own received him not. And in the next moment it's written, but all who received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, namely to them who believe on his name. Some rejected and the others received and accepted. For some, he was the stumbling block, and for the others, he was the rock of salvation on which the church is established. That's how it is also today. Some receive and the others reject. But thanks be to God that the Lord has opened our spiritual ears, that we truly can see all these scriptures in its fulfillment, and finding ourselves again in the Word of God, not among them who only live in the past. And that what I mentioned yesterday is just so painful. People are living in the past and are looking forth for that what according to their opinion will happen in the future. But let us say it very clearly, let us say it. The ministry which Brother Branham received from God was of course ordained to connect us with that what God promised for us. And this was of course carried into all the world. And everywhere it was preached. Brothers and sisters, this is really the most important period of time in the plan of salvation of our God. And the decision which we make now, with this decision, we will enter eternity. My heart is just moved, and the pain about certain things, but on the other side, the gratefulness that God has just descended in such a way, that he spoke with us. Brother Etienne Genton is also here today. And you all know, when I preached in Yerevan, it was also a special time. And God has, of course, blessed. And when brothers from there, when they came to France, and Brother Barrier and I myself, when we preached the message in Marseille, and for the first time, really, for the first time, brothers, after the sermon, they came to me and they said, Brother Frank, tell us, what do the seven thunders mean? For the first time, 1980. And I was thinking by myself, what is this now? And I just said, I don't know it. Bonne nuit. Good night. Yes. Also this, I have said it here a couple of times as a testimony. On the next morning. As you hear my voice now, with all might, my servant, rise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. You cannot imagine what this means. Also, no, when I think about it, it just goes through all my bones. I stood up. I was reading from verse 1 up to verse 5. I command you, I charge thee in the presence of Jesus Christ, who will judge once the living and the dead, at his return, at his appearing, at his kingdom, at his kingdom. Then verse 2, preach the word. And when I read it for the second time, when I came to verse 2, then I put this Bible on this little table, and my hands went just up like that. And I said, Beloved Lord, as sure as you commanded me to read this scripture and to preach your word, so sure that what the seven thunders uttered is not written down, and therefore it can never be preached about it. I could say here, thus saith the Lord. And the people just misunderstand it, because the seven mighty thunders at the opening of the seals, they were uttering to open the seals. And Brother Branham was told, in the seven thunders is the rapturing faith, and the seven seals are in the seven thunders, and the seven thunders are in the seven seals, and so forth. And then I think about it. I was together with Brother Branham, and he told me, can you preach in my state in Los Angeles? You all know the story. And then he moves to Tucson, and then it happens that the supernatural cloud descends, and the seven angels in the constellation, in this cloud that are in it, surrounding the Lord, and that the seventh angel speaks to Brother Branham, and he said, he meant more to me than all the other six. And he spoke to me, return to Jeffersonville, for the seals shall be opened. Brothers and sisters, if one has experienced these things personally, in part, and when Brother Perry Green
in a bus geladen hat,
he said it in 1968 in a bus. He said, now we are driving to this place in Sunset Mountain where the seven angels and where the supernatural cloud appeared. Yes. And then we were there near the border to Mexico, near the Nogales. And behold, even the rocks, as Brother Branham said, the thunders were so mighty that the whole region was shaken, and the stones, the rocks, were rolling down the mountain. And then Brother Green said, look at this here. Look at this here. There, the rocks were lying there. And of the trees, some tops were broken off, because not only seven mighty thunders, but a mighty storm was there. If one personally one experienced and witnessed this, and if one knows what God has done in our time, and to what kind of purpose it happened, not that we discuss about it, or that we say our opinions, but that we recognize the time and the hour, that we just know God has led it just in such a way that when the time was fulfilled, remember the prophet Daniel, chapter 12, seal the book until the end time. Not forever, until the end time. Yes, and then the end time is coming. And then the sealed book is revealed, is opened, and all the mysteries are revealed. And we may live in this generation where all these wonderful things are happening as a confirmation that also this man of God was not telling stories, but that all that is connected with divine reality. And that this last divine message is really forerunning the second coming of Christ. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And as I emphasized already last night, not one single question remained. Everything can be placed nicely into the Word. And Brother Borg was reading from Amos 8, verse 11. In Amos 3, verse 7, it's written, God does nothing unless he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Things which belong to the plan of salvation were written down, yes, but they must be revealed. And when the time of fulfillment comes, then it happens. And we, by grace, may live in this time. For us, there's only one thing left, to thank the Lord our God with all our hearts. That we recognize the plan of salvation, the happenings in our time, that we can witness it directly. When I think about it, today we visit from Denmark, from Poland, from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Romania, from Italy, from Switzerland, from Austria, from all over, France, Belgium, from everywhere, and then even from overseas. They are coming from east and west. They come from the south and north. And here I have a couple. Just look here. This morning, these emails arrived. Brothers and sisters, the whole world listens, is listening, and then greetings from Brother Cecil, from Brother Jason, from Burkina Faso, Brother Trapani, Brother Ngonga, greetings and again greetings, phone calls and again phone calls, full of gratefulness that the Lord has opened our understanding for the Scripture and that we may have part in everything. And all these brothers who were greeting us, they shall know, also our brothers and sisters, Parker and Anderson from New Zealand, all shall know that I have read these emails and I'm rejoicing about it, that the whole world got the connection now. Also this we emphasized last night. When was there the possibility before our time that the whole world can hear and listen? When? I know the time. At around the Second World War, where the telephone was with a wheel. You had to turn it like this with a wheel, backwards and forwards. And if you remember the time, what has taken place, and let us be thankful to God that we have also the means and the equipment so that the word of the Lord can be carried into all the world. Then we have also said that today some brothers will give some greetings here. We have here the brother from Atlanta, the brother from Chicago. Please come now. And whoever has a word of greeting, please come quickly. Brother Arben will also come. Just say a word of greeting and take greetings with you. Our brother was with us when we were at the burial of Brother Green. God bless you. We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nous transmettons les salutations des frères et sœurs d'Atlanta et de Chicago.
We bring you greetings from brothers and sisters from Atlanta, Chicago.
Nous serons aussi avec le frère Frank au Bénin. Nous prions que Dieu puisse soutenir son serviteur.
So God will,
God willing,
we will be together with Brother
Frank in Benin. May the Lord strengthen him. May the Lord bless us together. Take greetings with you.
Je vous salue dans le précieux nom de notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Frère Joseph Azia a transmis les salutations des frères et sœurs d'Atlanta et de Chicago.
Brother Joseph already gave you the greetings from brothers and sisters from Atlanta, Chicago. And I just would like to say that I'm very grateful to the Lord that I can be here together with you at this weekend and that I can have fellowship together with you in the Lord. God bless you. We will ask Brother Deo to say a few words also, and also our brother from Mozambique.
Say a few words, and the brother from Mozambique. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Brother Deo, was with me on the whole trip through the five countries of Africa. God bless you.
Yes.
Je vous salue encore dans le précieux nom de notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I said already yesterday, God has given grace. And we are waiting that he fulfills all the promises in us and through us. The word which proceeds from him does not return void without that it accomplishes for what it was sent for. May the Lord bless you all. I bring you also greetings from brothers and sisters from Rwanda, Kigali. They are joining us online right now. May the Lord be with us.
Amen. Bleib hier. Ah ja, jetzt müsst du ein bisschen näher aufs Mikrofon.
Que Deus abençoe a todos.
May God bless you all.
Muito feliz.
I'm very happy.
Muito abençoado.
I'm very blessed.
Gestern.
Yesterday.
Heute.
And today, my battery is being charged. This is also a time of the uniting of the bride. May God bless you all. I take everything back to Mozambique. God bless you. Very wonderful. I said time and again that the Lord has his people in all peoples and tongues and nations, and that his word really does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what it was sent for. In the past days, of course, we had two special meetings, one in the city of Böblingen and the other one in Zurich. We were grateful to God. And in one meeting, we asked some brothers to thank the Lord in their language. And when our brother Löscher was thanking the Lord in the Hungarian language, then no one of us understood one word. In all the other languages, one can understand somehow this word or that word. But in Hungarian, they're really, from the first to the last word, everything is missing. But God took care for all the languages. And the Bible, we have it in all languages. And the sermons are translated into all the languages. And we are really grateful with all our hearts that our brothers sacrifice their time and that it's being translated into all the languages so that all may know what God is doing in our time. And the main thing is really the preparation of the bride of the Lamb unto the glorious return of the Lord. In the German Bible, we have it very good. There, it not only speaks of the coming, but it speaks of the return. 17 times, the word return of the Lord is written in the German Bible. In the English Bible, not once. And in the others also, not once. There's only says coming. But there are the various comings. There's the coming of the Lord to fetch the bride home. And the coming when he will sit on the throne of his glory. And when all the nations will be gathered before him. And then when he will return, and when all eyes shall see him, and when he will come, and when he will put his feet upon the Mount of Olives, and when he will come as the angel of the covenant. But there we are very grateful for the preciseness. We are not only waiting for a coming. We are waiting for the coming, yes, for the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we may let ourselves be prepared. And he, of course, has given the promise. Also here, we are again at the promise. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to take you unto myself. And this word, I will come again, is then connected with the return in connection with the rapture. And when he comes again to take us home, then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 13 comes to fulfillment. I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. And then the whole event is described. And can you imagine what kind of pain comes upon me when in the whole world they claim the Lord is already descending since 1963 and has left the mercy seat? No, And again, no, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is not being fulfilled today and not yesterday, but will be fulfilled at the direct return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, when he returns in company with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Oh, brothers and sisters, believe every word as it is written. Don't permit that some interpretation is being put somewhere. The word bride is a pure word bride. Not one mixing, but word, pure word. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And the Lord will, of course, have a bride, as Paul has written it in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, we read in verse 27, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that in this way he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's how it will be at the return of Jesus Christ. And because we don't know when the trump sounds and when the voice of the archangel sounds and when the Lord will descend, be ready to stand before him to see his glory, as the German song goes. And as we read yesterday from Psalms 51, oh God, give me a pure heart. Oh God, be merciful to me. Let me experience everything what is needed for the full salvation, so that I am not left behind and so that I am not disappointed and ashamed, but that we together enter the glory of the Lord. Not because of our righteousness, but justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. His blood covers my sin. And this we believe with all our hearts. And that's how our Lord said it in Matthew 26, verse 27. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Also this, we said time and again, the life is in the blood. And the same life which was in the Son of God is in us as sons and daughters of God. If we are born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Also this must be emphasized, brothers and sisters, as a begetting precedes a birth, so it's of course written of the Son of God, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee. And then the begotten one was born, and he was laid into a cradle, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. In the same way it is with us, the blood-bought flock, which experienced forgiveness and justification by faith in the finished work of redemption, they receive the word of God as a seed. And that's how it is written from the first promise, from Genesis 3, verse 15, that the seed of God would come and would bruise the head of the serpent. And that's how it took place. And therefore it is written, the seed is the word of God. Luke 8, verse 11. And the parallel scriptures. And therefore, we put the greatest emphasis upon the original proclamation of the Word of God. Because we have been born again by the living, everlasting Word of God. The resurrection power of our Lord, of course, not only not only the Savior, but also us, the saved ones. It all was given to us by grace, the new life. And we may have part in everything by His grace. And the Lord will present Himself a church without spot, without blemish, without any accusation, fully justified by faith. Brothers and sisters, how good it would be if we would experience such a service where even the last ones would weep and thanking the Lord for the redemption, for the forgiveness, for the reconciliation with God, and that we really would really break through unto a new life, and that by this we would be joined in the love of God. And let me read you the certainty in the Holy Scripture, that to all whom He revealed Himself and to all whom He revealed His name, that they are really part of it. When the Lord speaks with us and when He reveals Himself to us, then this is of course a sign that we found grace in His sight. His word, of course, doesn't bypass us. His word hits us on our inside. And then comes to fulfillment, that His word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Let us remember Psalms 22, verse 23. In the prophecy, I will reveal Thy name unto my brethren. Psalms 22, verse 23. And it was, and when the time came, then He revealed His name. Let me read the scripture from John 20. John 20. Verse 17, John 20, verse 17, Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. He, the firstborn among many brethren. Beloved, this is the wonderful thing. Our Lord and God, the only one, the true one, the eternal God, has revealed Himself in a manifold way to bring to fulfillment, to realize his own plan of salvation. And to bring back the fallen man and to bring the reconciliation and the forgiveness. He, of course, could not send Michael or Gabriel. He, of course, had to come himself. And because the Lord God made man fallible, and he knew that he would make the wrong decision. Therefore, already in eternity, before the fall, he could write the names of those who would be saved. He wrote them into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. So, everything was by God foreordained like this, so that no man can boast and say, "Ha, I. No, not you and not I. But everything is grace. And everything God works. All of us, we would have walked on our own ways. It was the Lord who brought us back and who brought us back to his word and to himself." And then back to John 17, as we read yesterday already. John 17, in verse 6, it's written, John 17, verse 6, "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world." Thine they were. Amen. Hallelujah. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me. Not to all. Please remember, not that we boast and exalt ourselves, but just think of it. In all the Christian denominations and churches, of course, Matthew 28 is not understood at all and not being carried out biblically. They all have a formula and say, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." But our Lord, of course, said, "And baptize them in the name." Father is not a name. We are Father, or I am a Father. But this is, of course, not my name. Son is not a name. I have revealed thy name unto them whom thou gavest me out of the world. Revelation. Revelation of Jesus Christ. The veil was pulled away. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts. And also here, brothers and sisters, let us not stop at Matthew 28 and let us not discuss about it. But we go from Matthew 28, we go to the book of Acts chapter 2. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name in which God revealed himself to us as Father, in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. Baptize. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And so, we are just so grateful with all our hearts that God, after all the revivals which took place, also the moving of the Spirit took place. If we think on some men of God, just so wonderful, wonderful blessings, gifts of the Spirit were manifested. But then, as the last thing, the church will be brought back to the beginning, One heart, one faith, one baptism. Just back to the original foundation, back to the doctrine of the apostles and prophets, back to the beginning. And how often this sentence was spoken out. The message of the hour is back to the Word, back to God, back to the beginning. And as sure as the Lord has worked at the beginning by a mighty outpouring of the New Testament, as the New Testament church was called into existence by a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so sure the Lord God will at the end will complete his church at the end by a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the last moving of the Spirit will merge in the rapture. There will be no interruption anymore. The Lord God himself will finish his work unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Then we have it here. Once again, in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 14. John 17, verse 14. I have given them thy word. Just say amen to it. I have given them thy word. I revealed unto them thy name. I have given them thy word. The word of God. Not only revealed the name, but given his word, revealed his word. The veil was taken away, and we may step upon revelation ground, just saying, Lord, this has become true with us. And just say it honestly, all of us, we have walked in different directions. We walked in various denominations. But then came the hour. Then came the day on which God called us. And then we were hearkening to that, what he had to say to us through the last sending. Just say amen to it. When we read it here, I revealed thy name unto them whom thou gavest me out of the world. You and I, we are listed here because he revealed unto us the name. We may come to him and we may know that also this verse was fulfilled and became true in us. To them whom thou gavest me out of the world. And our Lord said, ye are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. And so we're just so grateful with all our hearts. Now, once again, coming to verse 14, here we read it. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. Why does the world hate us? Why? All the religious world despises us. We are a sect. We are. Yes. As our Lord was despised, and as he walked the way unto the cross, and then the resurrection, and then the ascension, so is also our way, with despising. But with God, we found grace in his sight. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Yes, we are not part of the World Council of Churches. We don't belong anywhere. And a preacher from Krefeld, he was complaining. A preacher was complaining that we don't belong anywhere. Not even to the local church fellowship. A man from Krefeld, of the Brothers Church, he said it. He's written it publicly. The church there in Krefeld has no connection to a church or to a denomination. They are not part of anywhere. They don't belong anywhere. Yes. Yes, but we belong to the Lord. Amen. To the Lord God be the thanks. Where did the church of Paul belong? To the Lord God be the thanks with all our hearts. We go through all the despising, yes. And it continues here. After we read here, I have given them thy word. Listen closely. Verse 17, it's then written, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Firstly, revealing the word, and then sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. This is the gospel. This is the full gospel. This is the full salvation. And this is divine reality by grace. We are no more than all the others, but we may just simply glorify us in the glory of God, that we could recognize the time and the hour, the message and the messenger. And brothers and sisters, we are finding ourselves again in the Word of God. You revealed your name. You revealed your word unto us. You revealed everything to us. Of that what happened in the Garden of Eden, up to that what will take place in the completion, as it will be with a new earth and the new heavens. Everything was revealed to us by His grace. Then we have it here. In verse 18, once again, the confirmation. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. For them I go into the breach. I not only pay the price for the redemption, I am available. And I sanctify myself for the redeemed, so that they also might be sanctified in the truth. Not our own self-sanctification, but sanctification in the truth. Because without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. How precious are all these words. Let us read also verse 20. John 17, verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. This is the climax. The Lord said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Without a commission, no sending. No sending without a commission. But then the Lord said, I pray not only for you, but for all them which shall believe on me through their word. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Not a man, but to him, the living God, belongs all the glory. Now just be honest now. We of course don't believe a man. We believe of course God. And God is true. His word is true. And he uses feet and mouths so that the word can be carried and can be proclaimed. But at the end, we of course don't believe a prophet or a preacher. We believe God. We believe God who has sent his servants at all times. And also in these days, let me say it once again. Let me say it critically. All who refer to Brother Branham and always say, the prophet said, but who have the Bible closed, not even opening it. What is this then? If it is written, I revealed thy word unto them. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God remains forever. And Peter could say, the word which we declared unto you. You all know the scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Here the man of God has set forth the plan of salvation of our God. 1 Peter chapter 1. One actually could read from verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So, for the faith of the elect and for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ and through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, to us, really all of the plan of salvation of our God was proclaimed. And we may receive and accept and we may agree to every word and we may rejoice about it. And then Peter, of course, spoke of the prophets of the Old Testament who preached everything in advance. And they were searching when the time would come. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, was indicating when it testified beforehand.
Yes,
by the Spirit, they were inspired by the Spirit. They were asking themselves, when will the time come? When will it take place? And then we read in verse 12, unto whom it was revealed death not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look into. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophets announced what would take place. They are searching in what kind of time it would take place. And apostles, they left unto us. When the time was fulfilled, of course, that these things happened, what God promised through all the prophets. Brothers and sisters, that we may live in this time in a summary of all of the history of the plan of salvation. This is just so mighty. And when I think about it, that Paul, already in the book of Acts 20, he preached, I declared unto you the whole counsel of God. I would ask myself, if we would sit here today and if we would hear everything, what has happened after his going home, because John was as the last one on the Isle of Patmos. And when we think about it, brothers and sisters, whether it was Paul or Peter or James, to whomever it was revealed, also to John on the Isle of Patmos, we found grace with God. And we may place everything biblically. And we let ourselves be placed biblically. Do you find yourself in the Word of God? Do you find yourself? Can you say, beloved Lord, this became true in me. You revealed thy name unto me. You revealed thy word unto me. You revealed thy plan of salvation unto me. And then Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4, ye beloved brethren, are not of darkness, that that day should overcome you as a thief. No, ye are all the children of light. How often, Brother Branham said, it shall be light at evening time. The same light which shines in the morning will shine at the evening. And the light has just risen. Why? Because the word of prophecy was revealed unto us. And in that moment where the word is revealed unto us, then it becomes a light. And then comes the fulfillment. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light on my way. Not a theory, but a divine reality in our time. Let us summarize what we tried to say at this weekend out of gratefulness in the presence of God, what we emphasized and said. The Lord has a plan of salvation. Already in eternity he purposed it. The redemption. The Redeemer as the Son who was born in Bethlehem. Already he was foreordained to give his life so that we as sons and daughters of God might be adopted in our original position. because God ordained us to be sons and daughters. He made us born again. And here, brothers and sisters, here is the great thing. Let me say it in love. Our Lord, of course, is shown in the various tasks as the Lamb of God, as High Priest, as Mediator, as Advocate. He's of course all in all. He became all in all for us. But then he said, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father. Here's the point. All sons and all daughters in the natural, they have a father. And all who have a father, they of course have come forth from him. You were already in your father, and your father was already in your grandfather. And now God has become our Father. And only sons and daughters have a relationship to the Father. Not to the Lord, but to the Father. As sons and daughters born again unto a living hope. And therefore, our beloved Lord and Savior, he said, I ascend to my Father and to your Father. Brothers and sisters, by the same word, by the same Spirit, we have been born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We received our adoption as sons and daughters. And as I said yesterday already, in a testament, of course the heirs are written down, and we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. Not guests anymore and pilgrims, but God's own inheritance for all eternity. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. And we believe, out of conviction, we believe that we are very close to the return of Jesus Christ. Really, very close, very near. And whoever looks at the things of Israel, whoever looks at it, he will have understood. He understood that it's just about one point. Before the treaty is made, it's only about one point, namely about Eastern Jerusalem. Abbas wants to have Eastern Jerusalem, to have it as a capital for his state. And Israel don't want to give it. But really, all the other points are clarified already. Only one point is left. Everything is really very close, that when we look at the world events, as I said last night already, 1897, the first Congress
for all who came to Israel,
for all who wanted to return to Israel, the first Zionist Congress after 2,000 years of dispersion. And here is the point. God has given Israel a land. Seven nations God sacrificed to give unto his people Israel the land of promise.
Und was geschah dann?
And what happened then?
Dann kam die große Enttäuschung.
Then came the great disappointment. And even at Moses, already with Moses it started. Moses was still on a mountain. And already they made a golden calf. And they said, this is our God, a calf, our God, who brought us out of Egypt. And because the spirit of idolatry was among them, do you know what happened? The same God who sacrificed nations to give unto his people a country, the same God, because of their unbelief, because of their disobedience, he had to disperse them into all the nations. Into all the nations. In the prophet Isaiah, there's a promise. I noted down all the scriptures. Whether it's in the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, whether in the prophet Joel, whether in Amos 6, after 2 days, I will call you, and I will bind you up, and I will heal you, and on the third day, you shall live in my presence. And then, 1917, the British Foreign Minister Balfour gave the declaration that the Jews will be given, that to the Jews belongs the land of Israel. And then the founding of the State of Israel, 1948, when Ben Gurion declared and called out the State of Israel. And at my first Israel trip, 1964, I stayed in the King David Hotel. 1946, the Jewish politicians, they came together there. And for the first time, the flag with a Star of David was moving, was waving there. And I was just asking that I would stay in the same King David Hotel. Everything what was written, we experienced it. And I say this, who would have believed that the return of the Lord would take so long time? Who would have thought that since 1897 God already started, and until today, he didn't finish yet. And that 1933, the Lord made a new beginning with the church. And he didn't complete it yet. But it's very close. But it's very close now. And I time and again said it, we are living not only in the end time, we are living at the end of the end time. And we can really call out with all our hearts, Maranatha, come soon, Lord Jesus. Now just a question, who believes with all his heart, say amen. Here we have it. There we have it. And should some be here today who would like to be baptized, let me say it here in love. Please, not without repentance. First repentance. Also, a couple of tears must flow. We must recognize ourselves as that what we are, namely, as lost. And that we need salvation. And also this, we said here before, if it is written in the prophet Joel, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, then you cannot be saved being silent. If you see yourselves as lost, and you know I'm lost. And then you call upon the name of the Lord and say, Beloved Lord, I'm lost. Be merciful to me. Forgive me. Receive me. It just has to be this way. There's no stillborn child, a new birth. There's life, and therefore everything must be put in order. Repent. Repent your life. Bring it to the Lord. Share a few tears and say, Lord, my life was like this and that. Be merciful. Forgive me everything. And then, as the next step, the water baptism. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the forgiveness of sins is confirmed. And also this, we said many times, in the water baptism, we confirm that we received the forgiveness of our sins. In the spirit baptism, the Lord confirms to us that He received and accepted us. And from that time on, God's well-pleasing can rest upon us. And the best example is the baptism of our Savior. When He came out of the water, then the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit came down, and the voice from the supernatural light sounded forth, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you know what? Brothers and sisters, I would like it best to have only a baptism, to have only a water baptism which is connected with spirit baptism. That the Lord God would really send such a longing into us that we say, Dear Lord, I don't let you go except you bless me now. He forgives trespasses and He doesn't remember sin anymore, as a German song goes. Also this longing to experience God personally in a supernatural way becomes stronger and stronger, stronger and stronger. With each one with whom I spoke recently, it becomes very, very clear. Such a longing that the supernatural moving of the Holy Spirit really is manifest in the blood-bought flock. And it will be manifested. And then comes the fulfillment that the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. And the Lord will finish His work with us unto the glorious day of His glorious return. To Him be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. May the sisters sing a song, and then together we will pray. And also after the service, if people are here and who need prayer, here are brothers, here are ministering brethren in all languages who can pray and who will pray, that all can leave this building blessed. And to all our brothers, especially all the ministering brethren, we give greetings with you to all churches, Brother Deo, the brother to Mozambique, really to all nations, to Romania, really into all the tongues and peoples, that God may bless you and be with you. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God.
Maranatha war das Kennwort in der ersten Christenheit, wo die Hoffnung seines Kommens alle Herzen hat erfreut. Welche Aussicht braucht des Lammes ewig ihm zum Eigentum? Maranatha, selge Hoffnung,
komme
bald, Herr Jesu,
komm. Come soon, Lord Jesus, come.
Maranatha, Trost der Christen, heute in der Zeit der Not, Jesus kommt uns zu erlösen aus der Trübsal, Sorg und Tod. Welche Aussicht braucht des Lammes ewig ihm zum Eigentum? Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu,
komm. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Maranatha, er ist nahe.
He is very near.
Sind wir schon.
We see the sign of his coming.
Lasset wartend uns bereit sein.
Let us be ready and waiting.
Platz auf seinem Thron.
To sit together on his
welche
throne.
Welche Aussicht braucht des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum?
To be his
Maranatha, selge Hoffnung.
Maranatha, blessed hope.
Komme bald,
come soon, Lord Jesus.
Jesu,
come soon.
Komm. Welche Aussicht braucht des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum? Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Und nur wer zur Braut des Lammes gehört,
and only he who is part of the Lamb, of the Bride of the Lamb, will hearken to the voice of the bridegroom.
So ist es schon.
That's how it is already in the natural.
Die Braut hört,
the bride hears the voice of the bridegroom.
Und sie bereitet sich,
and she makes herself ready unto the marriage day.
Wartet nur, bis er sagt,
she's just waiting until he says when it will happen. And then it happens. So it is with the bride of the Lamb. Revelation 19, verse 7. And his bride has made herself ready. Beloved, from the Czech Republic, from all nations and neighboring countries of Europe, and from all over the world, and you in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada, USA, all over the world, please, this is the time which God foreordained to bring his redemption work unto completion. And to our brothers in Cotonou, we say, God willing, on coming Friday, we will fly there. And we will have the special meetings there. God willing. I was there for the last time exactly 20 years ago. And the brothers just say the transmission of the meetings is very good, but it's better if you come personally. We will see. We are so grateful to the Lord. Our brother Tati, he's rejoicing already. He's, of course, my translator on my trips in the French-speaking countries. May God bless our brother Etienne Genton, brother Pacheco, all our brothers who are translating into various languages. May God bless all. Now, the question. Is somebody here who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand. Otherwise, we will postpone it to the next time. How many? One, two, three. All right. Then, after this service, we will have a water baptism. But today, I would like to have it best. I would like it best to ask our choir to sing a wonderful song. Are you blessed? Have you been blessed? Did the Lord speak to us? Was it worthwhile to come? Was it worthwhile to come to hear His word? I revealed thy name and thy word to them whom thou gavest me out of the world. God is a merciful God. To him, the only true and faithful God, be the glory throughout all eternity. When the choir is standing here, let me just read quickly from Romans chapter 4, the main verse. I meant Romans 3 verse 4. Romans 3 verse 4. Listen closely. Let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. The word remains forever. And the victory of our Lord is our victory. Amen.
Now ist die Zeit der Gnade, volle Erlösung da. All unsere Stille fühlen.
We are still living in a time of grace. Sacrifice is perfect. You made us free from sin. We are a nation of priests. The blood of the sacrifice is still on the mercy seat.
Lamb
is healing for all your pain. He revealed his name unto us. Now we ask two or three brothers to come, that they pray with us. Brother Daniel, please come. Brother Ziegler, will you please translate? Brother Daniel, come. Brother Ziegler will translate you. Is Brother Löscher also in our midst? Or does he translate? Now he would come, so that all can hear a language which is not understandable at all. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these days which we could experience in your presence. We thank you for the food which you have given us. It's your word, the promised word for this time. We thank you that our hearts were turned to the hearts of our fathers. We thank you that you searched our hearts. And by the hearing of your true word, we leave this place with a result. We could experience your redemption.
Tu astăzi ai zidit în inima noastră, inim noi.
Heute hast du alles in unser Herzen hineingelegt.
Today you laid everything into our hearts. And you have laid your Holy Spirit into us. And you have given us everything, whatever you promised in your word. And we were gathered at this place. And we thank you for all these experiences. We thank you.
Dein Wort wird nicht ohne Frucht zurückkehren.
Your word will not return void. It will accomplish for what you have sent it for. We leave this place with gratefulness and for everything what you have given us. Our heart is full of gratefulness, because you have become our Father and you blessed us in a mighty way. We thank you that you healed us through your word, and today we walked a step further together with you.
Ist, dass du deinen Heiligen Geist in uns schenkst und uns konfirmieren tust,
bestätigen tust. Să confirm ceea ce noi strângem în inima noastră.
Bestätigen tust das, was wir in unserem Herzen haben.
Desăvârșește-ți lucrarea.
Thank you for the confirmation which you have done in our hearts.
Schenke du deinen Heiligen Geist.
Give your Holy Spirit as at the beginning.
Astăzi s-a împlinit Scriptura cu noi în locul acesta.
Today, this scripture was fulfilled before our eyes. We thank you for everything. In your wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we ask Brother Gilbert to come and to also thank. Thank now.
Uram, teljes meggyőződéssel állunk a te színed előtt, teljes meghatottan, hogy szóltál hozzánk a te ígéd, beszéde által. Köszönjük, hogy érintetted a mi szíveinket. Köszönjük, hogy a te beszéred nem maradt leleplezetten, hanem teljes leleplezetten látjuk szemeink előtt, teljesen beteljesedetten időnkben a te szolgád által. Uram, köszönjük, hogy van egy szócsöved, akit fel tudsz használni világszerte. Köszönjük, hogy megbíztad azzal a te ígét hirdetésével. Köszönjük, Uram, hogy megnyitottad a mi szemeinket, megnyitottad a mi füleinket, és a te ígédet látjuk beteljesedetten saját életünkben, Uram. Vigyél és juttass bennünket is tökéletességre, ne maradjunk meg eredeti állapotunkban, hanem változtassa át a te ígéd, a mi állapotunkat, Uram, hogy átültess bennünket abban az isteni állapotban, amelyre elrendeltél bennünket. Uram, köszönjük, hogy a világ megalapítása előtt már beírtad a mi neveinket az élet könyvében. Ez a legnagyobb, ami érhetett bennünket, Uram. Köszönjük neked, hogy kiválasztottál bennünket. Köszönjük, hogy a te országod örökössei lehetünk, örökös társaid lehetünk, úgy, ahogy hallottuk a te ígét által. Köszönjük, és ismételten köszönjük, és azt mondjuk neked, Maranata, jövel Uram Jézus, teljesedjen meg a te beszéded, mindnyájunkon keresztül, és mindnyájunk által. Ezt kérjük, ami Úr Jézusunk drága nevében. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are the brothers here? I think when the Tower of Babel was built, this was probably the last language which was made. But the Lord understands all languages. Our Heavenly Father, our heart is full of gratefulness. You have blessed us in a mighty way at this weekend. You are a God of order. And that what you commanded your servants, this was delivered unto us. Lord, we thank you. Because your table is richly prepared. And we could eat from the precious things. We understood that we were ordained to sit at your table. Lord, we found ourselves again in the scripture. We understood that you connected us with that what you're doing today. We thank you for your grace. Lord, you brought us from afar to come to this place to receive what you ordained for us. We thank you for all the testimonies. We thank you for the divine inheritance. You included us into your plan of salvation. And you revealed unto us all the details which are in connection with your plan of salvation.
Und du hast uns auch das Verständnis geöffnet,
and you opened also our understanding to know where our place is. Lord, we thank you for the revelation of your word. We thank you also for the divine commission which you have given in our time. And we are convinced that we are ordained for it. And we are the result of that what you're doing now. We thank you, our God, with all our hearts. We have felt that our hearts are full of joy. And we go from here with a blessed heart. And we thank you, God, for these blessings. Lord, let us make all experiences of salvation. And everything what you ordained for us to experience, that we truly experience it. We have heard many things, Lord. May you give us grace that we experience what we have heard. Whatever you foreordained in your plan, this takes place also. Lord, may you strengthen your servant. Be with him when he gives out your word. And for all the journeys, Lord, be with him. And manifest thyself that you are still the same, that you are the one who is at work. May the last one be called soon. And we call out to you, Maranatha. We are waiting for your return. May you give unto us what you prepared for us. May all the glory return unto you. We prayed in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May now all who would like to be baptized, please come to the front now. All who would like to be baptized, please come quickly to the front so that we can pray with you. And that we can commit you unto the grace of the Lord. Praise and thanks. Is somebody else? Which language? French. Do we have somebody? Pardon? Who? You dedicated your lives to the Lord and you would like to make a covenant of a good conscience with God. Did you receive what the Lord prepared for you? The full forgiveness, grace and salvation. And you are confirming by the baptism according to the word of the Lord from Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And whoever does not believe will be condemned. Faith is a gift from God. And whoever believes is saved. And whoever believes receives forgiveness. And whoever believes lets himself be baptized. And you will be baptized today. Let us pray together. Lord Almighty God, bless our brothers from the riches of your grace. We thank you for this weekend, for every word. Your presence is in this building. You have given the promise, where two or three are gathered in thy name, all prayer requests, all needs, everything we bring unto you, May no one leave here as he came, but may all find grace in thy sight, receiving forgiveness, receiving healing, and confirm thy word. Once again, we thank you, the only true God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for the grace which was given unto us. We ask you, please bless all on their ways home and bless the water baptism and be thou with us all. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah, be praised. You blessed us. I say it once again. Take greetings with you. Take greetings with you to Czech Republic, Slovakia, Romania, everywhere. At this weekend, I was happy to see also some from Austria and from Switzerland who are not always here. God bless you. In a very special way. Yes, may God bless us all and be with us. Now, Brother Miskis, who will baptize you, he will pray with us. O faithful Father, what a day of grace we could experience. You have done great things for us. We recognized the day of our gracious visitation, as at that time you spoke with the disciples to Emmaus, and as you opened their understanding for the scripture, so you also spoke to our hearts. Lord, you have broken the bread of life unto us, and we could sit at your table, and we could feast upon the heavenly manna. Lord, in the house of, when we were in the house of Zacchaeus, and you said, today salvation came to this house, so it happened also to us, for we have heard your word. Lord, we understood everything the right way, and we ask you now, Lord, keep this word in our hearts. Let this word bring forth fruit for your honor. Bless my brothers, bless my sisters, all who have heard your word. Lead them into all the truth until we come from believing unto seeing. And now we pray especially for our brother, your servant, whom you called to preach this wonderful message. Strengthen him in a special way on the coming trip. Use him as your vessel for the glory of your name. Call out the last ones, Lord. Complete your work and come soon to fetch us, for we are waiting for your coming. To you be the worship and the glory and praise throughout all eternity, in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All of you, take greetings with you. and bear witness of the grace of God to all. Come now for the baptism and be witnesses, because our brothers and sisters, they testify that they received the Lord and that they have a good conscience. And please remember our brother. Remember the work of God. Remember all the brothers who are working in the kingdom of God. Carry them in their prayer, in your prayers, and that God may bless everyone, and so that we receive again grace, that we meet again. If not here on this earth, then we'll meet there on high. Now, I would like to greet our brother Noble Gill. Where is our brother Noble Gill? Our brother Noble Gill, a man of God. And we received new invitations to Bahrain, to Qatar, to Dubai. God is opening doors also in all these countries around the Persian Gulf. It's just very mighty.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And God bless Brother Michael.
And God bless Brother Michael.
The Lord be with us all. On God's sake, really.
May God bless really all.
Our brother here, Brother Deo, Brother Charles.
Brother Deo, Brother Charles.
Chicago,
whoever you are, in Chicago,
in Atlanta,
and all over the earth. God bless you. Now we sing, this is the day, this is the day.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.